This is the Sakar Murli of 23rd of December 2024. Essence, sweet children, you come to the Father in order to be refreshed. When you meet the Father, all your tiredness from the path of devotion is removed. Question: what methods does Baba use to refresh you, children? Answer: 1. Baba refreshes you by continually giving you this knowledge. 2. You are also refreshed by having remembrance of Baba. The golden age is in fact the true land of rest. You lack nothing there for which you would have to make effort. 3. As soon as you children take Shiv Baba's lap, you receive rest and all your tiredness is removed. Om Shanti. The Father sits here and explains, and because the Father sits and explains through this Dada listens to him at the same time. This Dada understands just like you do. Dada is not called God. These are the versions of God. What does the Father explain? May you become soul conscious. This is because, unless you consider yourselves to be souls, you cannot remember the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. At present, all souls are impure. Impure ones are called human beings, whereas pure ones are called deities. These things are very easy to understand and explain to others. It is human beings who call out, O purifier of the impure, come. Deities never call out in this way. The purifier Father comes at the call of the impure ones. He makes souls pure and also establishes a pure new world. It is souls who call out to the Father. Bodies do not call out. Everyone remembers the Parlokic Father, the one who is ever pure. This world is old. The Father makes the world new and pure. Some people say that they have unlimited happiness here in the old world. They have plenty of wealth and property here, and so they think that this is heaven for them. How would they accept the things you say? It is senseless to consider this iron-aged world to be heaven. This world has reached a state of total decay. But still people say that they are sitting in heaven. If you children are unable to explain this, the Father would definitely ask if your intellects are made of stone. Are you not able to explain this to others? Only when you become those with divine intellects will you be able to make others the same as yourselves. You have to make effort very well. There is no question of being embarrassed about this. However, human beings are unable to forget very quickly the wrong ideas that their intellects have been filled with for half a cycle. Until you have accurate recognition of the Father, you won't be able to have that power. The Father says, human beings have not been reformed by studying those Vedas and scriptures. They became worse day by day. They have become tamopradan from satopradan. It is not in anyone's intellect how we were satopradan deities and how we came down. No one knows anything at all. Instead of 84 births, they speak of 8.4 million births. Therefore, how could they know anything? No one but the Father can give you the light of this knowledge. Everyone continues to stumble along from door to door, one after another. They have continued to come down and have now reached the bottom. They have used up all their strength. Their intellects have no strength with which to recognize the Father accurately. The Father comes and opens the lock on everyone's intellect. Then they become so refreshed. You children come to the Father in order to be refreshed. You have rest in your home. When you find the Father, all your tiredness from the path of devotion is removed. The Golden Age is also called a land of rest. You receive so much rest there. There you do not lack anything for which you would have to make effort. Here the Father, as well as this Dada, refreshes you. As soon as you come into Shiv Baba's lap, you receive so much rest. Rest means silence. People go to rest when they are tired. Some go to one place to rest, and others go somewhere else to rest. However, there is no refreshment in that rest. Here, the Father refreshes you so much with this knowledge. You also become refreshed by having remembrance of the Father. From being Tamo Pradhan, you continue to become Sato Pradhan. You come here to the Father in order to become Sato Pradhan. The Father says, "Sweetest children, remember the Father." The Father has explained how the world cycle turns and how and where all souls receive rest. It is the duty of you children to give everyone the Father's message. The Father says, "Remember me, and you will become the masters of this inheritance." The Father creates the new world of heaven at the confluence age. You go and become the masters there. Then in the copper age, you are cursed by Maya, Ravan, and you lose all your purity, peace, happiness, wealth, etc. The Father has also explained how you gradually lose them. There cannot be any rest in this land of sorrow, whereas there is nothing but rest in that land of happiness. People become very tired by performing devotion. They have become tired by performing devotion for birth after birth, and you became totally poverty-stricken. The Father sits here and explains all these secrets. When new ones come here, you have to explain so much to them. They think about everything so much. They are afraid that they might have a magic spell cast on them. However, you are the ones who say that God is the magician. So the Father says, "Yes, I truly am the magician, but I do not perform magic to change people into sheep or goats. Your intellects can understand which ones are like goats." There is the song that says, "What could a goat know about the celestial sounds of heaven?" At present, people are like sheep and goats. All of those stories refer to this place. Those songs refer to this time. People are unable to understand, even at the end of the cycle. They hold such a large fair for Chandika, the cremator goddess. Who was she? They say that she was a goddess. They do not have such names in the Golden Age. They have beautiful names in the Golden Age. those in the golden-aged community are called elevated, whereas those in the iron-aged community have been given dirty titles. One wouldn't say that the people of today are elevated. It is the deities who are called elevated. There is a saying that it didn't take God long to change human beings into deities. The Father has explained to you the secret of how deities change into human beings and how human beings change into deities. That is a deity world, and this is a human world. Day is light and night is darkness. This knowledge is light and devotion is darkness. It is called the sleep of ignorance. You understand that you knew nothing of this previously. You used to say neti neti, which means that you didn't know. You now understand that you were atheists previously. You didn't know the unlimited Father. He is your true, eternal Baba. He is called the Father of all souls. You children know that you now belong to that unlimited Father. The Father gives you children this incognito knowledge. You cannot receive this knowledge from human beings. You souls are incognito, and this knowledge that you souls imbibe is also incognito. You souls speak this knowledge through your mouths. You souls stay in incognito remembrance of the incognito Father. The Father says, children, do not become body conscious. Body consciousness makes you lose your strength. By becoming soul conscious, you souls accumulate power within yourselves. The Father says, you have to continue to move along whilst very clearly understanding the secrets of the drama. Those who very clearly understand the secrets of this imperishable drama will remain constantly cheerful. At this time, people make so much effort to go above because they think that there is a world up there. They have heard from the scriptures that there is a world up there, and so they want to go and see it. Because this world population has grown so much, they try to establish a world up there. There only used to be the one original, eternal, deity religion in Bharat. There were no other lands, etc. Then the population grew so much. Just think about it. The deities must have been living in such a small area of Bharat. Paristan existed by the banks of the river Jamuna, where Lakshmi and Narayan ruled. The world was then so beautiful and satopradhan, there was natural beauty. The entire sparkle is in souls. Some of you children have had visions of how Sri Krishna takes birth. It is as though there is light in the whole room. The Father sits here and explains to you children. You are now making effort to go to Paristan. It isn't that you become angels by taking a dip in that lake. Lakes have been given those false names. By speaking of hundreds of thousands of years, they have completely forgotten everything. You now remember everything, number-wise, according to the efforts you make. You should think about how such tiny souls play such large parts through their bodies. Just look at the state of someone's body after the soul has left it. It is souls who play parts. This is a matter for deep thought. all the actors, souls of the whole world, have to act out their own parts. There cannot be the slightest difference in their own parts. All the acts are being repeated identically. There can be no doubt about this. There can be a difference between everyone's intellect, because a mind and intellect are in each soul. When children know that they are going to receive a scholarship, they have happiness in their hearts. Here too, as soon as you come in and see your aim and objective in front of you, you definitely become happy. You now know that you are studying here in order to become like them, Lakshmi and Narayan. There isn't any other school where you can see your aim and objective for your next birth. You can see how you are becoming like Lakshmi and Narayan. We are now at the confluence age and are studying this education in order to become like Lakshmi and Narayan in the future. This is such an incognito study. There should be so much happiness when you see your aim and objective. There is no limit to your happiness. This is what a school should be like. This school is incognito, but very powerful. Normally, according to how important a study is, there would be that many facilities. However, here, you study whilst sitting on the floor. It is you souls who have to study, and so whether you sit on the floor or on a throne, you should be jumping with the joy of becoming like them after studying for that and passing the exams. The father has now come and given you children his introduction and told you how he enters this one and teaches you. The father doesn't teach deities. How could deities have this knowledge? People become confused and ask, do deities not have this knowledge? It was by studying this knowledge that they became deities. Having become deities, what need would they have for this knowledge? Would you continue to study to become a barrister after you had become a barrister and were earning an income? Acha, to you sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. Remain cheerful by accurately understanding the secrets of this imperishable drama. Each actor has to play his own part in this drama, and he plays it identically each cycle. 2. By keeping your aim and objective in front of you, you should be jumping with the joy of becoming like them. Let it remain in your intellect that it is through this study that you are becoming like Lakshmi and Narayan. Blessing. May you move at a fast speed by taking the powerful support of remembrance and service and become a conqueror of Maya. The basis of Brahmin life is remembrance and service. When both of these supports are powerful, you will then continue to move ahead at a fast speed. If there is too much service and remembrance is weak, or if remembrance is very good and service is weak, then in each case you cannot move with a fast speed. There has to be fast speed in both remembrance and service. Let remembrance and altruistic service take place at the same time, and it will then be easy to become a conqueror of Maya. victory will be visible in every deed, even before the completion of that deed. Slogan: continue to move along while considering this world to be a spiritual game and adverse situations to be spiritual toys. Om Shanti.